You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Michael. Unsurprisingly, the latest privately collected Gallup poll shows that US consumer confidence has plunged since the government shutdown. How useful are consumer confidence figures in predicting what will happen to the economy?
Well, consumer confidence figures are interesting indicators, but they're not particularly strong indicators. They tend to be very volatile. If the problems were solved tomorrow, you would see confidence skyrocket. But it is of concern somewhat because the U.S. economy is 70% consumption. Anytime consumers are feeling less than optimistic, it certainly will impact consumption, particularly as the days drag on and we head towards the next crisis point, which is the debt limit debate.
Could we use this plunge as a contrarian indicator?
Well, I think you can use the plunge as a buying opportunity. Is it a contrarian indicator? I'm not quite sure about that, but I think it is a buying opportunity in that the Federal Reserve is going to continue to support stocks, continue to support investments out of money market funds. And for that reason, I think you can expect the market to stabilize after there is some sort of budget settlement.
China and Japan registered up pressure on the U.S. to avoid an unprecedented default, which is not surprising given that they are the two largest foreign holders of U.S. treasuries. Will we see a massive drop-off in treasury purchases by foreigners following the ongoing standoff?
You know, I really don't think you will. When everyone was concerned about the U.S. treasury back in 2008, 2009, people were concerned about the solvency of the U.S. government. If you remember, Timothy Geithner actually went to China, told students the United States was a strong economy, and students laughed. But in the end, when everyone is afraid, they bought the U.S. treasury. So I don't think the U.S. count on that forever, but for the time being, it's probably one of the strongest currencies in the world, and it certainly is a place that people move towards in terms of flight to safety.
Japan's government pension investment fund, the world's largest manager of retirement savings, isn't ready for Abenomics, according to panel advising on public investments. The panel questioned the fund's awareness of interest rate risk since 60% of the fund continues to be invested in domestic bonds. Is this a legitimate concern?
I think it is a legitimate concern. You know, Japan continues to have major structural issues. To the current government's credit, they're trying. They're trying to do something to move Japan out of its economic malaise. But I don't think this is going to be the solution. The problem is I don't know that there is a solution besides just really swallowing hard and taking the difficult measures that are necessary, such as moving Japan's real estate prices more realistically priced to adopting a perspective where layoffs are actually acceptable. So Japan has a very, very difficult road to follow at this point. I don't know that anybody has any real solution.
So would this exposure to bonds actually explain Japan's anxiety on possible U.S. default?
Yeah, I think that's actually quite true. I think that the reliance on bonds, certainly bond positions that have been utilized in portfolios, certainly does make the Japanese investor, who tends to be a bit more conservative, certainly than other Asian investors, more concerned about a default in U.S. bonds, yes.
Well, Japan's current account surplus unexpectedly shrank to a record low for in August, falling 64% from a year earlier. Overseas income dropped for the first time in 9 months and import exceeded exports. Do you see Japan's current account going into a deficit?
It's possible. I certainly think the trends that you're seeing right now are something to examine very carefully. But remember, much of what happens in Japan is really based on currency. The Central Bank of Japan has been trying as best they can to manipulate the currency to stimulate economies. And so I think that's something to keep in mind. It's not just economic activity, it's monetary policy.
And so what's your outlook on the strength of the yen then?
Well, it's really hard to say. I wish I could give you a prediction in terms of where the yen is headed, but it's just so unpredictable given what's happened in the United States. I do think, though, that historically, if you look what's happened with the bankers in Japan in terms of their ability to manipulate yen, they have a limited impact. They can certainly impact on the short term, but the long-term impact is certainly debatable. So I would not count on the central bank as a solution for Japan's problems. There are more systemic economic issues that have to be addressed.
Thank you, Michael. That was Dr. Michael A. Yoshikami, founder and CEO of Destination Wealth Management in San Francisco, on this morning's Market Watch.
BFM 89.9, the business station.